Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The House of Representatives has approved a bill to send $2,000 to all eligible Americans rather than the $600 signed into law late yesterday. But NPR's Kelsey Snell reports it's uncertain whether Republicans in the Senate will even allow a vote on the bill.
Democrats scheduled a vote on the legislation after President Trump protested the smaller checks included in the coronavirus relief package that Congress approved last week. Democrats say they have supported larger payments for months, pointing to legislation they passed in the House that included more generous checks. Republicans blocked the additional spending in negotiations. The vote creates an increasingly uncomfortable position for Senate Republicans, who must decide if they'll ignore Trump or hold a politically divisive vote on the legislation. Trump's demands undercut his GOP allies and members of his own administration, who negotiated the relief package that already passed. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
New York State is set to extend a ban on evicting people who are struggling to pay rent because of the pandemic. NPR's Anzi Lo Wong reports.
The new policy requires tenants in New York State to send in a form to their landlord or a court to declare that they either have lost income, have seen their living expenses increase, haven't been able to find enough work, or cannot afford to move. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the latest ban on evictions lasts until May 1st.
We want to protect tenants. We want to make it simple. We don't want people evicted. We don't want them to have to go to court to fight the eviction. But we want to make sure they're not committing fraud either. So they will make representations that will be legally enforceable.
Some landlords and other property owners in New York State who are behind on mortgage payments can submit a form about their own financial hardship to protect their credit rating and lessen their risk of foreclosure. Anzi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
The House has voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act by a vote of 322 to 87. The Senate is expected to override the veto in the coming days. It would be the first override of Trump's presidency. The bill authorizes military programs and construction. U.S. Army Special Forces Sergeant Duke Webb appeared in an Illinois courtroom today, arrested for shooting and killing three people at a bowling alley Saturday. Speaking on WLS-TV, Winnebago County State's Attorney Jay Hanley says Webb has confessed.
The defendant admitted to the shootings and directed officers to the locations of the firearms that he used. Two firearms were recovered in that location. The firearms were a Glock 40 caliber and a Glock 380 caliber.
An attorney for Sergeant Webb told the court her client may suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. This is NPR News. China has sentenced a citizen journalist who reported on the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan to 4 years in prison. Zhang Zhan relayed firsthand accounts of crowded hospitals and empty streets, which contradicted official accounts. She was found guilty of, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Zhang has been detained since May and has been on a months-long hunger strike. A Saudi terrorism court has sentenced a leading women's rights activist to nearly 6 years in prison. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Lujain Al-Haslul led the charge to allow women to drive in Saudi Arabia. But just weeks before the driving ban was lifted in the spring of 2018, she and several other female activists were arrested. Haslul was convicted, among other things, of agitating for change and pursuing a foreign agenda. But human rights groups say the Saudi government is trying to quash dissent. Haslul's sister, Lena, says a reduced sentence and time served means she may be out of prison in less than 3 months. Incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tweeted that Haslul's conviction was unjust and troubling, and that the Biden administration will stand up against human rights violations. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
The Federal Aviation Administration today issued rules that'll allow small drones to be flown over people and at night under certain conditions. They require the unmanned aircraft to have remote identification. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.